Welcome to the College and Career Ready podcast, your go-to resource for all things related to preparing our students for success in their college and career journey. My name is Sonia Cacique, and I will be your host and guide on this exciting journey towards a bright future. Our mission is simple: to empower our parents and students by elevating their confidence and resourcefulness. We believe that you deserve all the tools and support necessary to open the doors to endless possibilities of success. And with our community, you don't have to do this alone. So come with me and let's get started. Welcome to the College and Career Ready podcast. I'm your host, Sonia Cacique. And today we have an important episode to discuss a topic that's crucial for both parents and students. We understand that as parents, you play a crucial role in guiding your child's journey toward college and a successful career. So what can you do as a parent when things don't go as planned for your teen? Let's say your teen shares with you that their college plans have changed. Yikes. I'm sure that is a tough conversation to have. But what if your teen's plans changed unintentionally? Let's say they don't get accepted to their first college of choice, or they have to take a remedial course in college that they weren't expecting, or they realize that they have to take more prerequisites than expected. The first thing I want to remind you and remind our teens that the only thing constant in life is change. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and honestly, it's no different when it comes to your child's educational path. Whether they face academic setbacks, career uncertainties, or other challenges, it's essential to be their source of guidance and encouragement. But remember, it's during these moments of adversity that some of the most valuable learning and growth can occur. And quite honest, I have experienced this myself in the most recent years. So why are we all so scared of change or for our plans needing to be tweaked? There has been so much anxiety creeping up in our teen's life. I read something on the Child Mind Institute website that I wanted to share with you. And it reads, anxious teens are different from anxious children. When they're younger, kids worry more about things like the dark, monsters, or something bad happening to their parents. But teenagers are more likely to be worried about themselves. Often, this looks like perfectionism. Teens might fear not doing well in school or sports, or they might be very worried about what other people think about them. Honestly, my friend, no wonder our teens can feel very overwhelmed when things don't go as planned, especially if unconsciously they are striving for a level of perfectionism, unintentionally produced by society, social media, friends, and family. And you might not even describe your son or daughter as a perfectionist. But again, this is something that students unintentionally are perceiving based on what they see from the external sources. And friends, as parents, we are not the exception. We may unintentionally say something that might not be intended to be received in the way our teens receive the message. Like after a challenging sports competition or an important exam at school. So do you know what we need to talk more about with our teens and close family? About the moments when things don't go as planned. Not only for us as parents sharing about our own lives when things don't go as planned, but also having our teen listen to people that they look up to. People in the media who have reached a level of success and who quote unquote look like they have never struggled a day in their life. Dig deeper and we will all find areas in our lives and other people's lives where they went through a season of growth during a struggle. I promise, friend, everyone has to start at a level zero. We don't all just poof, wake up and we're at a level 100. We always have to remind our teen and ourselves that everyone begins or began at some point at level zero. Even at school, we hear a lot of the pass and fail rather than areas of strength and areas that need improvement. Hey, We aren't all good at everything, right? Let's start by discussing how you as parents can create a supportive environment for your child when they encounter setbacks or disappointments. So first, it's essential to maintain a positive mindset. It all begins with our mind. When things don't go as planned, it's easy to get discouraged. But I want you to remember that setbacks and disappointments are not failures. They are opportunities for growth and learning. For parents, creating a supportive environment is key. Keep the lines of communication open. Create a space where your child feels comfortable talking about their challenges. Encourage them to express their feelings and concerns without fear of judgment. It's natural to feel frustrated or disappointed, but don't let those emotions overwhelm them. And honestly, I think it's extremely important to listen to our teen when they are frustrated. But to be quite honest, in that moment is not the time to have a deep conversation. As a parent, be the first to take a deep breath and stay calm. All you should do is listen to them and validate their feelings. Encourage them to relax and encourage them to do something they like to do so they can provide that space to calm them down. When your child faces challenges, be a source of emotional support. Offer a listening ear, a shoulder to lean on. Sometimes all they need is someone to talk to and to know that you're there for them and not against them. Later, when you find that they are more calm, then you can bring the conversation back up and share some of the following strategies that I'm about to share with you. As parents, it's crucial to help your child analyze the situation and identify the root causes of the setback. Is it a matter of study habits, time management, or perhaps a need for additional resources or support? Working together to identify the underlying issues can lead to effective solutions. Reflect on what might have gone wrong. Identifying the root cause can help you help them make a better plan for improvement. Let's say they don't get accepted to their first college of choice or to the drill team or be part of another team that they really wanted to be part of. Reflect on why they wanted to be part of it, what they felt they could have done better or different, and strategize if there's another opportunity to apply again. Or think of alternative options that might suit them better. Encourage resilience and a growth mindset. Teach your teen that setbacks are temporary and that with effort and determination, they can overcome them. Help them set realistic goals and develop a plan to achieve them. Help them embrace the power of growth and mindset. Instead of thinking, I can't do this, remind them that they can't do it yet. The word yet implies that with effort and learning, they can improve and overcome obstacles. Seek help when you both need it. Whether it's from a teacher, mentor, or a career counselor, don't hesitate to ask for guidance. Remember, successful individuals often face setbacks along their journey as well. And seeking help is a sign of determination and not weakness. I hope you found these tips encouraging and motivating. And the number one thing you can do right now, today, is ask your child how they're doing, what areas they feel they need to improve on, or what areas or what classes in school they are struggling with and how you can better help them or equip them with the resources or the skills needed to achieve their goals. Remember, we all have areas of strengths and we all have areas of improvement without exception. So my friends, to wrap things up, remember that the College and Career Ready podcast is here to support you on your child's educational and career path. Setbacks are not the end of the road. They are stepping stones towards your goals. And if you need expert help in this process, as a college and career counselor myself, I am always available to walk this journey with you. I love providing a holistic approach, bringing both parents and students into the conversation. If you have questions, you can email me directly at info@collegecareerready.org. I am also working on a special free gift for parents where I will be sharing 2 weeks of ready-to-send text messages that you can send your teen to help motivate and uplift them, knowing that you are there to support them. Plus, I will make sure to include some emojis. If you are interested in knowing when this free gift will be available exclusively for our listeners, then make sure you are part of our newsletter community so that you are informed immediately when it becomes available. Just go to our website, collegecareerready.org/resources, or go to our website, collegecareerready.org, and click on the resources tab. All right, sweet friend, be well, be present, and enjoy the journey with your child. I'll talk to you next week.
Hi, friend. Thank you for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you share it with a friend. Share it with them right now, or even better, tag me so I can personally thank you for helping us build our community. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. Let's keep in touch, and I'll talk to you soon. Adios.